Lindsay, regarding elections, Ethiopia is committed to ensure all national and regional elections are free and fair. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has repeatedly stated that the government's primary focus will be ensuring that the upcoming national elections in 2020 are free, fair, and credible. To enhance the independence and credibility of the National Electoral Board, a new establishment proclamation of the board has been adopted. A new chairperson with a strong reputation for independence and autonomy has also been sworn in by the House of People's Representatives after consultation with opposition political parties. The board's new leadership is taking a series of measures to enhance its capacity to hold free and fair national elections in 2020 and beyond. The current national electoral laws are being amended through consultations between the ruling and opposition parties. The ongoing revision of the media law and the electoral laws, coupled with this new civil society's proclamation, will create more room for civil society engagement in civic and voter education, as well as election monitoring, and improve public and commercial access to opposition political parties to ensure more inclusive electoral debates. In March 2019, 107 Ethiopian political parties, including the ruling party, have signed a code of conduct that will guide their operations and political activities. The document will govern the relationship between and among political parties and establishes a joint council where each political party is represented. Concerning accountability for human rights violations, the recent political reforms reinvigorated Ethiopia's commitment towards respect for human rights. This began with the public admission by the Prime Minister of the perpetration of serious human rights violations by state actors. He, on behalf of the government, extended an apology to victims and their families. Ensuring accountability for human rights violations is at the heart of the ongoing political reforms. Criminal investigations have resulted in the arrest and prosecution of members of the National Intelligence and Security Service, police, prison administration, including senior officials suspected of committing acts of extrajudicial killings, enforced disappearances, torture, and arbitrary detention. For instance, just a few days ago, formal charges were filed by the Attorney General against 26 of these suspects. The Federal Attorney General is also leading criminal investigations into a number of ethnic and communal clashes in various parts of the country that led to the loss of life, injury, and damage to property. 1,300 suspects have so far been arrested. To guarantee the independence and credibility of these investigations remains a priority, as all investigators are carefully selected to ensure professionalism and independence. The government is also drafting a new legislation on police use of force and accountability. This is necessitated by the realization that the existing legal framework lags behind international standards and human rights principles. The design of a new system of accountability is also expected to create clear and independent, as well as effective complaint mechanisms that would allow the submission of complaints concerning rights violations by security and law enforcement authorities. Concerning the freedom of expression, the freedom of opinion and expression is one of the areas of focus in the ongoing political reforms. The government is working closely with the Justice and Legal Affairs Advisory Council to the Federal Attorney General to amend the Freedom of Mass Media and Access to Information Proclamation No. 590/2008. The amendment aims at removing any structural and institutional impediments to the free exercise of the freedom of opinion and expression. The government has recently allowed access to more than 246 websites and TV channels, including news outlets and blogs that were previously blocked because of their political contents. As a result, Ethiopia is witnessing a surge in the number of private, print, and electronic media outlets. It is hoped that the amendment of the Mass Media and Access to Information Proclamation, coupled with the reforms, will significantly boost the number and type of both print and electronic media, and thereby contribute to the better protection and exercise of the freedom of opinion and expression in Ethiopia. Since the deep-rooted political reforms began, large numbers of journalists, bloggers, members, and leaders of opposition or formerly banned political groups have been released from prison through pardon, dropping of charges, and amnesty. All Ethiopian citizens, including members and leadership of opposition parties, now have complete freedom of expression and association and peaceful assembly. A few points on judicial reform. The government of Ethiopia fully recognizes the indispensable role that free and independent judiciary plays in a society. To this effect, an independent judiciary is established by the Constitution. The Constitution provides that the courts at all levels shall be free from any interference or influence of any governmental body, government official, or any other source. The Constitution stipulates that judges shall exercise their functions in full independence and shall be directed solely by the law. Moreover, a number of laws have been enacted at the federal and regional levels to further ensure the independence of the judiciary. The Federal Supreme Court is conducting an inspection aimed at identifying the practical challenges and legal loopholes that may contribute to the erosion of judicial independence and decline in public trust in the courts. Similar initiatives are underway in a number of regional states. The Federal Supreme Court of Ethiopia has recently established a Judicial Affairs Reform Task Force. The task force is composed of 20 prominent independent legal professionals and is mandated to identify and recommend measures that will enhance the independence and professionalism of courts. A series of trainings also continue to be provided to judges on human rights and other legal issues to ensure to enhance the compliance of the criminal justice system with the constitutional and international human rights standards. For example, the Federal Justice and Legal Affairs Research and Training Institute and its regional counterparts have provided a series of trainings to judges. I thank you, Your Excellency.